Hello and welcome to the London Chess Boxing Podcast. I'm Tim Woolgar.
And it's me, the GBF.
Hi, Gavin. How have you been?
Very good, Tim. How are you? I understand you've got a bit of a cold.
Yes, apologies for the slightly nasal aspect of my voice at the moment. I've got really bad blocked sinuses and it's a pain in the neck. And it is a pain in the neck, but it's more than that as well. It's a pain in the whole head.
Well, we wish you a swift recovery.
You'll notice that we've just finished training and, you know, what some of those exercises that I was doing to demonstrate, I was starting to get tired pretty quickly, and I blame that on the sinus.
Well, you only demonstrating as well. We had to actually do the exercises.
Yes, I know. Yeah, so. That's the way I like it. Yeah,
fair enough.
I've done it. I've paid my dues.
That's true. And I understand, actually, talk about your fitness. You're on a new diet, is that right?
No, I'm back on the old diet. The 12-2 is back in operation.
So you've not eaten today?
No.
Really?
No, I didn't eat. I didn't even have breakfast, so this is a completely, it's like extreme 12-2.
I couldn't train if I hadn't had any food.
It's not ideal, actually. I prefer to have a breakfast. But yesterday, I just had, my breakfast, which was muesli. I hate the word. I just hate the word muesli.
Why? Muesli's great.
Anyway.
It's not a sugar in muesli. It's probably not that good.
No, I know what you mean. It's like 50% sugar.
You think it's healthy because they eat it in the Alps, but actually it's full of carbs.
This is something I'm pretty shocked by. I remember when I was a kid getting given muesli by my parents.
As if it's healthy.
No, but I mean, you would be hunting through that for a raisin or a bit of dried fruit, and there'd be none there. You're like, where is it? Oh, there's one there. Fantastic. But now muesli is like all raisins. You are hunting through for a bit of roughage.
Gone too far the other way.
They've gone way too far the other way. It's utterly ridiculous. It's like some of them are like 50% raisin or something like that, which basically
I would
means
that, I think,
50% well just sugar.
Just get a bag of raisins and chomp your way through them for breakfast.
No, I do. There's one by a company called Rude Health. The purple bagget from Rude Health.
Oh, I see. So
which is
like
an actual low sugar, or the lowest sugar one I've managed to find.
Okay, so it's a fashion muesli, is it?
No, I don't know if it's a fashion muesli. I mean, really, what I should do is make my own muesli, and that is the best way.
Put what you want in there, then roll your own oats.
That is the best way. Yeah. But there are personal reasons why I can't
always
do that. There are personal reasons why I can't always do that, which I won't divulge at this point in time.
Okay, fair enough. And I understand not only have you been eating muesli, but you've also been busy meeting one of our fighters.
Yes, that's right. It's quite a coup in some ways, I suppose. But we've got a European MEP fighting on the next show. And I went and met him. His name's Jonathan Arnott, and he represents UKIP, UK Independence Party, which I have to say has raised quite a few hackles in the chess boxing community, it's fair to say.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think it's a coup is an understatement, probably. So should we have a listen to some of the things that you were talking about?
Yes, let's have a listen to it. We met up at a restaurant, so please apologies for the background noise you're going to hear. Okay, I'm joined by Jonathan Arnott, MEP. The UKIP party. Welcome, Jonathan. And you're getting ready for your first chess boxing bout, your debut in chess boxing. How do you feel about it?
Well, I suppose there's a certain amount of nerves there. I've played quite a lot of chess in the past, but boxing is something very new to me. And I think for me, it's just all about a new challenge. It's something that I've never done before in my life, and I'd like to have a go at boxing. And I think, you know, maybe just combining it with a bit of chess, something that I'm a bit more used to, might give me a little bit more confidence.
Well, at London Chess Boxing, you know, we're a very inclusive church, so we welcome everyone who wants to be a chess boxer. But I will say that having a UKIP MEP in the ranks is something I didn't see coming.
I suppose nobody would ever have seen that coming, and people who know me would never have seen it coming. They just don't see me as the kind of person to go out and step into a boxing ring, and I think that probably, in some ways, the whole incongruity of it, the fact that it's something that people don't really expect, but that's the nature of chess boxing as well, isn't it? You know, that people don't expect you to be putting something so mental like chess together with something as physical as boxing, and I think it's that stepping out from one thing to something else, the way that things don't feel exactly as people would expect, that's actually part of the appeal of chess boxing.
It's a mental discipline in the chess, and it's very physical in the boxing. Are you up to the physical challenge?
Well, you know, I'm not going to be overconfident here. I'm not going to be the person who's claiming that I'm going to knock my opponent out in the ring. I still think that I'm going to beat him by checkmate, not by knockout, but I've certainly been putting a little bit of effort into the training, and I've been going down to the gym on a pretty regular basis and trying to make sure that I'm in the best shape that I've been in for quite a long time. So I certainly think that I'm going to be able to give this a very good go. Whether I'll be the better boxer on the night, well, that depends how good a boxer he is, doesn't it?
We have striven to keep politics out of chess boxing, and we're not going to make this a party political platform in any way. However, your opponent is a member of the Liberal Democrat Party. Does that lend an extra spice to the occasion for you?
Well, look, I mean, you say you've tried to keep politics out of chess boxing, and I've certainly tried to keep chess boxing out of politics for a number of years, so we're both in exactly the same boat here. You know, I think it does add a bit of extra spice to it, just from the point of view that actually it's something that that people will see this, you know. I mean, you don't have a real grudge with this kind of thing, but people will see it in that way, that there's a difference of opinion somewhere. There's something that adds a little bit of spark, a little bit of spice to it, and hopefully that's something that people who are there in the crowd on the day are going to really appreciate quite a lot. But actually, you know, I always see that chess is something where you, before the game, you can be very good friends. The moment that you start, the clock starts, you're playing to win, and you forget completely about the idea of being friends with that person, and you try to win the game. And then the moment the clock stops at the end of the game, whatever the result, you shake hands and everything's good again. And I think it's the same, but perhaps even more so, in boxing. You know, you see people who had no respect for each other before a boxing bout, who then come out afterwards having tremendous respect for their opponents. So all of these things can be done in a good spirit. You know, I might happen to completely disagree with a Liberal Democrat's politics, he might happen to completely disagree with my politics, but there's no need for anything like that to have any kind of negative animosity, you know, and I'm sure, hopefully, I'll get on quite well with him on the day, except for the 6 minutes of actual boxing in the ring and the 12 minutes of chess.
That's an interesting take on things. I think perhaps for people who don't play chess, they underestimate the competitive nature, you know, how important that competitive spirit is if you want to win at chess. And you've actually got quite a bit of experience of winning at chess, haven't you? Tell us about that.
Well, first of all, I think that competitive spirit, it depends, it varies from one chess player to another. You see some who are completely the intellectual type, the kind of person who's going to just sit there, study the board, try to make the best move they can in the calmest possible way. And then you see other players, and you can just tell with their body language that they are really oozing that that desire to win. And there's a complete spectrum of that within chess, and sometimes you can't see it just from the physical moves that have been made on the board. So there's certainly a competitive psychological element to it, and that varies from one player to another. In terms of my chess, I've been interested in chess since I was very young. I think I grew up in Sheffield. When I was 5, I won the Sheffield Under-10s chess competition, and from there I got pretty hooked, I have to say, and used to play in competitions all the time. I got to a fairly reasonable level, was captain of Yorkshire at one point, got to become a candidate master, and I've played in quite a few international events.
That's high-level chess for most of us.
Reasonably. And I think if I'd really focused at it and if I'd stuck with it, I think I could have improved beyond that. And I think if I'd put the time and effort and energy that I needed to into my chess, I could probably have got to the stage of being maybe international master, that kind of standard. But I didn't have that time. Politics is one of those things that takes up an awful lot of your life. And you know, now when I play chess, it's a little bit less prepared. I don't have the time to put in the work that I need to become that kind of chess player.
How would you describe your style then? Let's talk about boxing.
Well, I suppose in every game that I've ever played, I've always had quite a counter-attacking style. That's certainly the case in my chess. And that's something that I would imagine you'll probably see a little bit of in my boxing as well. And it's quite, I don't know, I'm thinking, I've been told that my opponent's likely to be a bit taller than me, so my usual thought for boxing would have been to use my natural reach advantage and sit behind a jab, look for an opening, and that would be my natural thought. But against someone taller, that may not be, that may not quite be the case. So I'll have to have a think. And I always think that probably I'm a little bit quicker than I look for someone my size. And everybody always thinks that I'll be slower than I am. So hopefully that'll make a difference.
Yeah, to look at you, you look as though you're going to be one of those brawler types that's going to come in with street fighting style. But you're telling me that your actual style belies that look.
Well, yes. I mean, I've never been the street fighter type. Us intellectuals in UKIP aren't like that.
There's another aspect to this fight, which is very important, and that is that you're raising some money for charity. You're aiming to raise £3,000. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, well, firstly, if I'm going to do something like this, and it's something that's very, very different from anything that I've done in my life before, then I'd like to make a difference, and hopefully doing this will help to raise awareness of chess boxing, but also I want to make a difference to something practical as well. And in October last year, a friend and colleague lost a baby daughter to spinal muscular atrophy, and that was an incredibly difficult time for them, but I know that they were really, really well supported by the Ali Cadence Trust, and that was something that was there for them in a massive way at a time that was so, so difficult for them during the last few months of their daughter's life. And there were people who really went the extra mile, who literally, the moment they found out about the situation, there was someone travelling down to meet them that same night and give them support and help. And you know, to me, that's what charity should be about, actually practical, hands-on, making a difference.
That's a very sad story and a very good cause. So how can people make a donation to your charity?
Well, that's on Just Giving page, which is justgiving.com/Arnott, A-R-N-O-T-T.
Okay, well, we can't make assumptions about our audience of chess boxing fans. However, it is London chess boxing, and as you know, London did vote solidly in favour of Remain, so at the referendum for the European Union. I'm wondering, are you prepared to be seen as the villain of the piece? It could well be the case.
Well, you know, if there's one thing that really motivates you, it's being the villain of the piece, isn't it? I mean, who would have ever thought that a UKIP member could ever be seen as the villain of any piece? I mean, this is a completely new scenario to me.
Okay, that's a very good answer, Jonathan. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
We look forward to seeing you in the ring, and drop by again if you get time away from what must be a very busy schedule at the moment.
Thanks very much.
So you met Jonathan on his way back from Brussels in St Pancras, would it be?
I met Jonathan on his way back from Brussels. Yeah, he would have come into St Pancras off the Eurostar, and we met in the parcel yard at King's Cross,
nice,
which is
pub,
it's a nice pub with a nice upstairs restaurant, yeah.
Okay.
So
did he spend all his week in Brussels then?
I think he spends about half the time there.
Okay.
Or depending on what's going on.
I thought he'd just thrown the towel. Has he actually got stuff to do, organising how we're going to exit, I suppose?
I suppose that's it, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm. He must be rather unpopular, I would have thought, amongst other, well, European politicians.
That's why I said he's there to annoy them.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't know. It must be I suppose they just got to get on with it, but it must be quite a aggressive and, I don't know, fractious environment to be working in.
You can't escape it, can you? I mean, I've done my best to avoid politics in my life, but in the last few years, we've all had to really get to grips with it, haven't we?
Well, that's it. I think that it's become so much more polarised. Mm. And actually, the answer is very rarely one extreme or another, is it? It's usually a combination of the two. And that's what's so frightening, I think, about the way politics is going, the divergence of it.
I don't know why, but I personally feel a latent animosity towards all politicians, and maybe UKIP ones more than most. But in fact, it's impossible to dislike him in person. I think this is one of these kind of Jedi powers that politicians have to make you like them.
I think it's the opposite. I think Well, both Jonathan Arnott himself, I mean, he's quite a rebel, even within his own party. He's known for acting against, you know, the whip, and he's known for doing what he thinks is correct. And he's almost an anti-politician in that way, that he professes not to behave in those ways. So maybe that is why you liked him.
Yeah, well, it is possibly a very dangerous thing to say, but I actually did like him and agreed with a lot of his points. When you talk to Jonathan, you feel like he actually understands and agrees with a lot of your political philosophy as well. So, yeah, I mean, he is an independent thinker within the Independence Party. So I think that makes him slightly different.
It was interesting as well, you were talking about the usual crowd we get at chess boxing. And I think the assumption is, we've done a bit of marketing, we know a few people who attend, and it's relatively liberal. You were suggesting that he might be the villain of the piece. I've been in contact with his competitor, Toby.
His opponent?
His opponent. And we were talking about the fight and this kind of thing, and I was saying, you know, actually, Jonathan Arnott is probably going to come across as the good guy because he's raising money for charity, whereas you're not. Uh-huh. So are you prepared to play the villain? So perhaps, I don't know, perhaps Jonathan won't be the villain in this case. And actually, if you think about what people enjoy about chess boxing, it's the alternative nature of it. And I think he's definitely an alternative politician. So maybe that will be flipped. Maybe we'll see banners for Jonathan.
Maybe we will, yeah. I mean, I hope we do. I mean, he's got a good sense of humour as well. I mean, I've ribbed him a little bit over various points during this process. I captioned his photo in the newsletter we recently put out and just said he spent his time in Brussels annoying fellow MEPs. And then it just says in the caption, Jonathan Arnott, annoying.
That is the best. Okay.
But he'll see the funny side of that because, you know, he's a good chap.
Yeah. Well, you did you did ask him whether he thought he was going to be seen as the villain. He answered that very well, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
With a bit of a swagger and a bit of sarcasm, and I thought he dealt with it very well.
We've discussed his entrance music, Ode to Joy, and
really?
Yeah. That's the European anthem was one of the ideas he was coming up with. I thought Emperor's March from Star Wars would be
that
fitting.
Would be good. Yeah, we could fit in with one of those helmets, the Darth Vader helmet.
Yeah, I've got a black robe that would actually looks a little bit like.
Yeah, he wasn't up for that though.
No, he's up for it.
Oh, is he really?
Might do that, yeah.
Well, that would be quite a sight.
It will be good, and hopefully we're good for our TV audience as well, because this is another show that will find its way onto the airwaves.
Yeah.
Just like our debut, which is coming out this evening as we record this. It hasn't happened yet, but it's coming out this evening. We wait with bated breath.
Yeah, so by the time you listen to this, Tim will probably be dead and we'll also have a show on television as well.
Why would they be dead?
I don't know, that's what you say, isn't it?
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I didn't like the sound of that.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have a show on TV and we'll know what the feedback is as well.
So we're on Freeview and Sky Television. Who would have thought?
And BT.
Is that right?
Yes.
Who would have thought chess boxing would reach such great heights?
Well, it's been on television before, but always in the context of, isn't this a strange sport? Mm. Or, look, here's a Euro MEP taking part in chess boxing. Bizarro. It's kind of like a, not quite freak show, but close to being a freak show. Now, we've put on a show which is simply, this is it. Watch it and enjoy it.
Yeah.
We've got a second episode coming up. So if you are listening to this and you feel you may have missed the show on Saturday night, well, you haven't, because it's on every Saturday at 6 o'clock. Also every Sunday morning at 10, and also at one other slot during the week. I think on a Wednesday, but check your EPG for details. You're looking as though you're looking pregnant with what's the word? Pregnant with vacuity.
Pregnant pause, that was. Yeah. What's vacuity?
An absolute absence of thought or any content whatsoever.
Well, I was just going to say that I thought some of the guys were training well today. Cameron has come in, done a bit of sparring.
Yes.
Looking sharp. I've been told by him that he's not getting a holiday this time.
That was a tactical or strategical error wasn't it?
And I think he's not leaving anything to chance. He's not taking his chess for granted either.
Uh-huh.
So I think, yeah, the fight with Lars will be a good fight, and I think he will certainly do himself more justice this time.
Lars is awesome. He looks like he should be one of the.
He looks like a Viking.
Yeah, he should be in one of the, what's it called, the Team America, or I want to say Fantastic Four, one of those superheroes.
Oh right, yeah, okay. Yeah.
He looks like massive, and he probably could yeah, pick up a massive Thor hammer and fly.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not fly, but you know, but, get slightly off the ground.
But he hasn't got the reach, has he, of Cameron? That's.
Well, Cameron's got a different style. They're both big guys, and as Lars put it, 106 kilos of beauty.
Is that how he describes himself?
Yes. Although obviously Cameron's heavy, he's not quite as heavy as that, but maybe he's a little more mobile, so it'll be a very interesting encounter indeed.
Yeah, I think the tactics will play a big part in that.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Guy Cohen in action, and hopefully we'll have Guy along for the next podcast
as well.
Yeah,
Guy's very natural as a fighter, don't you think? He seems to...
He bases his style around being hard to hit, and I like that, yeah. Mm. I've never seen anyone who's quite as, you know, tricky in the ring as him with his body movement, upper body movement. It's really fantastic, especially considering he's never actually had a competitive fight. So he's really, I don't know what quite... Well, maybe we'll find out more next week about where that came from. Chess boxing... The next show, 1st of April, buy your tickets now. You'll see perhaps one of the most extraordinary contests ever held under the lights and over the canvas. A European MEP getting beaten up by an opposition party member.
Well, we don't know that he's going to get beaten up, do we? I mean, I think it's going to be fairly even.
Well, when I said getting beaten up, I didn't mean...
You mean in a fight?
Having a fight, sorry. I didn't mean getting beaten up. And beating up back. You know, a physical contest between... Yeah, yeah. A European MEP and another person from another party. So obviously, I don't mean he's going to get beaten up.
So if you're a UKIP fan, you can come and watch a Liberal Democrat get punched in the face and vice versa.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exciting stuff. And also, we're going to be on twitch.tv/London Chess Boxing.
Yep.
It's going to be streamed live.
On Facebook Live.
On Facebook Live. We're going to have...
On YouTube Live.
YouTube, yeah. We're also going to have much higher production than last time, if you watched our stream last time. We're going to be upping it. We're going to have
upping the stakes,
upping the quality. So if you can't make it on the 1st of April, then watch it live on the internet.
Yep. Okay, and that's all we have time for now. It's been a pleasure, Gavin, as always.
Yeah, thanks very much, Tim. It's been a pleasure.
And we'll see you next time.
See you next time.